Welcome to a festive Dobbies podcast, which is all about decorating your home this Christmas. I'm Louise Midgley, garden writer for the Sunday Express, and I'm joined by Lindsay Abbott from Dobbies. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Louise.
Well, Lindsay, could you tell us a little bit about your role at Dobbies?
Yes, so I'm the Christmas buyer here at Dobbies. I handle a lot of our own brand development on Christmas. Such an exciting role where I get to develop lots of really fantastic Christmas decorations. And we take a lot of inspiration from lots of places that we've been to and sort of trade fairs and suppliers. And we also select from some really key brands that we see that are vital to the Christmas time.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can't wait for Christmas this year. And one of my favourite things about the run-up to the big day is decorating the house. So it's great to have Christmas expert Lindsay with us to give us some ideas on how to make our homes look festive, both inside and out. So perhaps we could start with you telling us a little bit about what's trending this year.
We have some key decoration themes, five themes that we work towards creating really dramatic looks in people's homes. So first of all, we start with our festive fables range, which is kind of our take on traditional. It's one we sort of update and refresh every year. But this year we've really gone for sort of reds, greens and golds being our iconic colours for Christmas. We've got a nice sort of nostalgic nod with cranberry reds, crushed velvets and warm metallics. And this look calls for lots of fresh holly, garlands and sort of folklore prints to create that kind of really nice homespun feel. So it's very sort of wholesome and happy. Our next theme is Enchanted Forest, which is kind of a bit more playing on nature. It's another sort of where we house all of our woodland animals. Animals at Christmas time are really, really important to us here at Dobbies. We always try and cover them off in each key trend. So this sort of earthy woodland story takes inspiration from the great outdoors with an organic natural colour palette of forest greens and muted autumn hues. It's a sort of pared back Scandi look. Scandi is a Christmas trend that comes through every year, and we still feel that's very, very strong within Christmas trending. It has modern rustic influences, and evergreens are still at centre stage. So as a garden centre, we really feel like we can get behind this kind of theme with lots of sort of natural looking foliage. Our third theme is snowfall and sparkles. So this is where we kind of look to take inspiration from a kind of wintry, snowy forest. It's a modern approach to a festive decor. This year, we've gone more with a celebratory feel with a touch of grown-up glamour. So you'll see kind of like some really lovely, beautiful sort of champagne glass decorations in here, which are always really popular every year. So the decorations include a matte white, which I think is really beautiful, iridescent glass with feathers and mirroring details, and creating an evanescent backdrop for cocktails and canapés. So those are kind of our three core themes that we tend to just sort of move on each season. And then we like to introduce what I like to say are guest themes, more sort of fun themes or playing on certain interior colours that we've seen coming through. Our fourth theme is called Jewels and Jingles, which is a real rich and bold and beautiful luxe look designed around a palette of blues with deep navy, light blue and accents of brushed gold complete the look against a moody backdrop to make colourful jewel decks pop. So this has a real sort of sense of peacocks, luxe, as we've said, lots of kind of deep, dark navy blues, which we've seen coming through as a core colour for Christmas from last year. So we really wanted to then sort of add in a nice kind of rich, warm gold into that. So it's a really beautiful, jewelescent theme. And then lastly, we have Fairy Tale, which is all about sort of celebrating the spectrum of sort of reds down to nice soft pinks, sort of sugar and spice and all things nice. With an added layer of elegance, this is the theme that is sort of made for rose gold, which we're still seeing as a popular metallic colour. We've got lots of nudes and champagne silvers teamed with romantic reds and plum pinks to create that enchanting look for that kind of real soft take on Christmas. So those are our main trends.
Oh, I've looked at them. They're all lovely. I'm sort of quite traditional, so I'm really rather drawn towards the Festive Fables collection, because that's got the lovely little glass toadstools and I think little woolen toadstools and robins and Father Christmases. And each year I think I try and add just a few decorations to my collection. And I'm quite sentimental about them, to be quite honest, because I can remember where each one's been bought or who I was with. So each one's got a special meaning. So, you know, it's just lovely to have some more each year, something that will add to the collection. So, Lindsay, how do you go about sourcing all these amazing decorations?
So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, because we like to sort of come from that kind of angle And each year I kind of tend to pick a decoration that I like to sort of expand within each theme. So I've been doing this for about 3 years now, and it sort of started 1 year when I found this really beautiful a needle felt acorn with a sparkly top. And I always expanded themes around that. So that's kind of what we do. But from a sort of strategic point of view, we start back in July. This year, we've already started on 2021. So in July, I get together with our stylist, someone from marketing, our PR team, and we all sit in a room and talk about what we've seen that's trending. We look at other people's press shows. We look at WGSN from a trend point of view. And as I've mentioned before, we kind of look at what's trending from an interiors point of view so that we can draw from those colors and see what colors they're going to have in their houses. So we all sit down together, go through magazines, and we have a really fun workshop where we're sort of brainstorming, coming up with new ideas and new concepts for Christmas, what else people might be decorating their house. What other rooms are they using? Is there any sort of trends? So this year we're seeing some trends in what's called tablescaping. So developing decorations, not only for your tree, but for your table and for your mantelpiece. So it all starts really from that workshop and sort of then develops into these key themes, making sure we're covering off the core colors that we know we need to expand upon each year. So it can be a really fun, creative time in July.
Well, so much involved in getting the right collections together. I didn't realize that. And just to go back, I love the needle felt. That's what I was talking about, the woolen ones. Needle felt, like the toadstools that you've got and little robins.
Yes.
I've got to get some of those. They're just lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I think it's really important to make sure that we've got a mix of materials within our collections. So we build upon glass, we build upon shatterproof. And yeah, we sort of try and bring in those new materials and textures that we can see coming through each season. So for example, this year, there's been sort of a resurgence on flocking decorations.
Yes, I love those.
And it's kind of like fashion, really. You do see things coming back round again. So we've tried to sort of look back to see what people were decorating their house with a good few years ago and try and sort of reinvent that and revive it.
Because fashion always goes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think the jewels and the jingles collection is designer's delight because, I mean, they're just wonderful. You'd have a whole tree in that sort of colour theme, couldn't you? With the little touches of gold, it'd be really festive. So essentially, you spend a large part of the year creating Christmas for us all. That must feel like a really worthwhile achievement.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm sort of forever in Christmas all year round, really. It's very interesting. Yeah, it's great to sort of develop product from scratch. And I have a really, really great team with me designing and briefing our factories. We all work together and we have a really great supply base that specializes in different fabrications. So we know what we can get out of them and we know how we can move things on. We're also doing a lot of work on trying to make sure we're using eco-friendly materials within our decorations and also within our packaging as well. It's a real big project to sort of talk to the suppliers, find out what other people in the market are doing as well, and trying to work together to see where we can get to.
As a Christmas buyer for Dobbies, I expect you have come into contact with just masses of different styles of decorations. So it'd be so interesting to know what you actually decorate your own home with.
Absolutely. It's such a broad spectrum of different ideas out there. But personally, I really like the kind of enchanted forest theme. My taste at home is very sort of pared back. I like a lot of earthy colours. So that's kind of what I tend to go for. And I'm really into kind of like rust and amber colorations out there at the moment, and you'll see that quite heavily within our enchanted forest theme. We've got a really beautiful new amber color mix, which is stunning, probably one of my favorites in the range, really. So that's what I'll be going for in my house.
Oh, how lovely. And then when the lights are on, that sort of brings it alive, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can kind of get away with starting to get your decorations out a bit earlier, I feel, with that color, because it's not so true festive, and it's kind of autumnal, so it kind of bridges that gap. Get them out in November, you know?
Definitely. Or even end of October.
Yeah, absolutely. Why wait?
Well, when it comes to putting your tree up, do you choose a real one or an artificial one?
Now, I always feel like this is a bit of a controversial topic, and I feel like I should probably say a faux one because that's what I buy, but I actually do buy a real Christmas tree. I'm going to hold my hands up. For me, I love the smell and I love the look and feel and I love the kind of natural element of a real Christmas tree. However, I do feel like now, you know, I've been developing Christmas trees the last 3 years now, and I can see there's a lot more technology in trying to get that kind of real look and feel into faux, which has been really interesting to learn. So there's lots of different things that factories do now. They have absolutely amazing natural molds that really couldn't tell much of a difference. And also there's some really fun things out there for faux Christmas trees. So for example, this year we've gone for a really beautiful deep navy blue tree, which is quite controversial because normally we just tend to have quite a natural range, but we can see there's a lot more decorative faux trees coming into the mix now. And I think people are buying into that because of the convenience and, you know, and also just wanting something a bit different, something a bit sort of out there. So I personally would buy a real tree, but then I probably would also just bring in a faux one to put in, you know, a different room, maybe in the hallway or a bedroom.
Yeah, you can never have too many trees. I also think that so many people have limited space, you know, if they live in a flat or whatever, and they've got all their furniture sorted out, then suddenly they've got to put a tree up. And some of the artificial trees are very tall and narrow, aren't they? So they're much easier for people who haven't got much space.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that we always look to try and cover off within the range depth. We want to make sure we've got something for a small space area, but we also, you know, want to cater for that kind of big bay window. This year, we do have some nice little 4 foot trees that are actually in beautiful little pots as well. So you get that whole look rather than just a sort of plain stand.
I mean, you know, actually, some of the trees are so realistic, you actually have to go up and touch them to find out whether they are real or artificial.
Yeah, like I said, there's lots of innovation out there at the moment. I think a lot of people are working on trying to get that smell as well. And there's lots of different things that you can do that you can buy. We've got what we call sensicals. And then you get that really nice Christmas tree smell. So yeah, lots of different things out there.
I just have to speak to you about decorating the outside of your house, because where I live, people have just gone crazy about decorating the outsides of their houses. 5 or 6 years ago, the odd house had a few lights maybe on a tree, or maybe they were really adventurous and they had them on the outside of the house. But now nearly every second house has got masses of outdoor decorations.
Yeah, definitely. We see that as such a popular thing coming through every year. And it's a category that we've definitely tried to grow. We've brought in some kind of really larger pieces that we've been so surprised how popular they've been in the past. So we've got 2 meter wicker reindeers that light up and you can stick on the lawn. So we've kind of really tried to broaden our product range in that kind of arena. The spun acrylic look as well. We want to make sure that, you know, there's kind of like smaller items up to larger items. So we sell lanterns in the sort of spun acrylic, and then we've got a nice little family of penguins and things like that. So if you want to get behind that kind of figurine lighting trend, then we've definitely got a lot to cover off for that. But also we've got some really kind of core items within the range. You know, you can't go wrong with an icicle light around the guttering. We've got kind of a few variations on that. Our best-selling color mix is the ice blue with the ice white. Really looks like water coming from the guttering. And then we've also got a new icicle mix where there's a nice icicle cap at the bottom. So it's like a long cap for something a little bit different, and rather than just the basic icicle light. So yeah, there's so much innovation in lighting for the outside of your house. And I think a lot of people now are thinking a lot more about how they decorate their homes from being inside a lot recently. We're always trying to expand the range. We've brought in these kind of really beautiful light up balls that you can hang from trees and, you know, really go after that kind of bauble look outside.
And if you lived in a flat and you had a balcony, you could hang it from the balcony, I suppose, couldn't you? And I think one of the reasons they're quite popular nowadays, outdoor decorating, is because it's LED, isn't it? So it's very low energy. You don't have to worry about massive bill if you have it on for a long time.
That's right. And also there is a lot more lighting now that is actually battery powered, and they come with a sort of waterproof battery pack. All of our core range, we have a timer function. So you can just set it so you don't even need to turn it on.
That's fantastically useful. Lindsay, when it comes to getting Christmas decorations out of storage, it's so much easier if they've been packed away in an orderly manner. So do you have any advice on the best way for storing our treasured decorations?
Yes, I think the most important thing really is to just to make sure you wrap all your fragile up in bubble wrap, or, you know, something protective, and just make sure you put it in a box that isn't going to get crushed, because we often put everything in a cupboard or back up in the loft and it can sort of get a bit forgotten, can't it? Just make sure you're using a container that's not going to get crushed. And yeah, just really looking after those timeless pieces that you've bought, you know, as a memory. So it's kind of just making sure you're treating them with that care and attention. Think moving house, you know.
Always think moving house and you'll be ordered, won't you? That's a really good idea. Dobby's must be the most fabulous place to work at Christmas. What do you enjoy most about it?
Yes, it is. It is. I think the stores do such an amazing job to try and really recreate that kind of look that we've worked so hard to achieve, trying to make sure we've got that journey coming through into the stores. So everybody kind of really gets together. And I think we've seen this over the last few years. It's really important to showcase to the customer how we want that theme to look, so that then they really buy into all the different pieces. I think when you go into our stores this year, you'll see a very, very noticeable change on the way that we've decorated trees. It's becoming a lot more on trend to really, really pack the trees with lots of decorations, not just your normal sort of bauble. We've also used things like foliage garlands and wreaths, and also even just sort of tabletop animals. You can insert them into the trees as well. So it all looks really magical and everybody really gets behind that.
So stuffed full of wonderful things. And the garlands is so retro, because the Victorians used to have garlands around their trees, didn't they? And then, you know, later on, maybe in the 70s and 80s, we used to put lots of tinsel around our trees in garlands. But I love that look, and having it stuffed full of all sorts of different things gives you so much to appreciate all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think tinsel is definitely having a bit of a resurgence, as we're kind of seeing over the last few years. When we do the buy on tinsel, we work with a company that actually make it in Wales. So it's really nice to hone in on that kind of UK made item. And they can do all sorts of amazing things. So we spend a day in their showroom and we go through all the colour mixes and we get them to spin up samples. And that's a real joyful time for us to go down there and do all that and mix it in with all our colour palettes.
Yeah, sounds like the very best of jobs. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your Christmas decorating knowledge, as I'm sure you're mega busy. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Do visit dobbys.com for more podcasts and, of course, plenty of help and advice for the festive season ahead. And stay tuned for the next Dobbys podcast, which is coming out soon.